Welcome to the Assembly Community Services and Safety Committee. Lucita McConnell, the chair, and in the room with me is Council Member Quinn, and on the phone is Council Member Hedrick. Today is Monday, September 9th, 2024. We have only two items on the business agenda, and I am going to pass the first item off to Deputy Police Chief Eric Lund on the ordinance amending TMC Chapter 9.53, automated traffic safety.
Thank you. This should be fairly simple, except there'll be some questions, I'm sure. So in 2022, the state passed legislation that allows for cities to install speed cameras. We already had it at schools, but now you could add them in front of parks, hospitals, So we started that process recently, I'm sure you're aware, to install the park speed camera down at Cotega Park. And one thing we realized a little later than we should have was that the TMC needed to be amended to match the RCW, which you just should have the red line copy. So there's not very many changes. The biggest one is the fine. Well, I'll get into that. So basically, that's all the ask is. I know in the info memo, I had a schedule out for the different council meetings, but I would ask, if you guys approve it, would like to get on the consent agenda if there's not any discussion that's needed. There's not really a policy discussion. It's more of just changing the ordinance. So fairly simple, but I don't want to ramble on. I'll just take questions if you have them.
Sure. I will go ahead and pass it to Council Member Quinn. I think you had some questions.
Yeah, I did have one question. Both this item and the next item, very familiar with, and I think I was able to ask questions around implementation, and thank you for the RCW being there. And so one actually stood out. I forget what page it is. And this is knowing that these committees and the fact that it's before the council is policy, but this is kind of around implementation. And the reason why I'm asking this is for alignment, right? So I think I've historically said, you know, what are the requirements of the RCW so we can justify, right? Knowing over the many years people question the use of cameras and integration of cameras. And so this one is in particular, so I'm getting to my question. There's a piece in here that calls for an equity analysis. And I guess I would say I'm hoping that we would engage with Joe Anderson for city alignment with policy. And I'm wondering if that's the plan on the reporting piece, because there's a lot here that we're going to have to report, right? And consistently do it. Otherwise, I mean, it doesn't say what the penalty is, but I assume it's to challenge our ability to use traffic cameras in the process.
Answer the penalty question. The RCW limits the park cameras to $145.
I meant the state and lawyers.
Oh,
you kind of not adhering to the RCW. So when I say penalty, it's then saying you can't use those cameras anymore, right? So there's a public policy component of it, right? That we're going to use it, we're going to be thoughtful when using it, we're going to comply with all the reports. And so my question was around the, how do we get internal city alignment around the equity response? And would you consider engaging with Joe, assuming that seems more appropriate versus like an advisory committee, right? And even more so than the ESJ.
I know that this might not answer your question directly, but I know that the school camera was discussed quite a bit at council. And I don't know, I wasn't involved in that process. But I know there was a lot of talk about how it affects the community and different groups of people, and that was dealt with.
Addressed.
A bad word.
I think it was addressed.
It was addressed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I think this falls into the same discussion. It's just an additional camera, which was, I don't want to say it was council directed, but it was suggested you know, because of the speeding issues with the Allentown Advocates and then being plugged into the process here, that was the number one choice for basically asked us to install the camera there. So as far as city alignment, I'm not sure how to answer that question.
You can get back to me for
sure. Word, yeah.
Because I just think, you know, once we write it and send it in and report it, we're going to be held to it. And then they're going to potentially ask, well, where is it in your policy that says you're paying attention to it? So I'm comfortable with moving this forward for all the reasons that when we initiated it and the progress that we made on this with the police department. So I'm good. I just would love some alignment. That would be great. That would be like really good.
One thing to add, and this maybe help answer some of that, is there was a speed study done in 2021 at Cotega Park. That was one of the locations downtown. And there was an excessive speed problem. It was pretty apparent that there was a problem. And obviously anybody who lives down there knows that it's a major problem. So I feel like we have the data to kind of back up the location that we picked for that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that answers any more your question or not, but that's kind of my logic on that.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm comfortable.
Okay. Council Member Hedrick, do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions, and I don't have an issue moving it forward. I'm in agreement.
Okay, I do have a couple questions. Just help me understand this. So $145, you know, it was written up $210 for traveling at a speed greater than, but less than 11 miles per hour. And then it was $290 for over. So are these numbers $145 for less than 11 miles an hour?
That's the max. 145 is the max for the park.
For the park. Okay.
Right. In school zones, we can double the fine, and we thought we should double the fine just for the safety of the kids and, you know, the school zone. And it's higher than the 240 that we have at the school zone, but it's still 290 is still within that. It's close to 240.
Okay.
But, you know, going on with the language says in RCW that we can double it.
Okay.
We didn't want to lower it to 145.
Okay. No, but I know you know this. It's become a pick up and drop off on that road. So I don't even know if anyone's speeding anymore. But it's because it is slammed packed. I don't know if that's a school's problem. They need to go figure something out. Like people need to start going
that's all
to
the schools.
Driveway.
Yeah. Right? That's all the schools.
Okay. That really drives me absolutely a little brief.
We can talk offline.
And then, so will there be cameras like at the old Riverton Hospital, or Cascade, or whatever hospital that is now?
No, because Military Road belongs to county.
Oh, okay.
But that would be a zone. Like if Military Road was in the city of Tukwila, we could.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll be coming back to you for an update on the other school zone cameras.
Yeah.
There's going to be one by Thorndike and then another one by Foster on 42nd. So I'm sure we'll have an update before those get going.
Okay, cool. I don't have any other questions. I'm good with moving this forward, and I think that everyone else is good with moving this forward.
I'm not sure the date that it needs to go to. I mean, I think I have an email.
9/23
yeah.
And 10/7.
But I want to go to, well, if you guys authorize it to go and change that to go into the next consent agenda meeting, unless you guys want to discuss it.
I think the next consent is September 16th.
September 16th?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
I would be supportive of it, but I think this is of interest to the council. Or you may have questions and they pull it off.
Sure.
So that's the first.
Okay.
I'm good either way.
I'm good either way as well. So I don't know who needs to note that down, what day we're bringing it to.
I'll make the note talk with the clerk. If that's concurrence in the committee, we'll convey that to the clerk. It'll be on consent and subject to council action.
Are you okay with that? You're on mute. I think she's okay with that.
Because we can't, the other thing is we can't issue warnings until the TMC is updated. Yeah. And we got to do that for a month, and then we're looking
Crunches.
November, December until we get actually affecting the speed down there. So
okay.
Yeah. Either way, I'm fine.
I'm good. We're going
to check out to I don't know if you can hear me now, but I'm good with it.
Okay. Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry, mute issues.
No problem. Okay. The next item on the agenda is grant acceptance for local park maintenance for David Rosen.
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. David Rosen, Fiscal Analyst for Parks and Recreation here in Tukwila. So what we have here is State Fiscal Year 25 Local Parks Maintenance Grant. Bit of background on this, this is actually kind of part two of this grant. We won this grant last year. It was $100,000 total from the Recreation Conservation Office under their Local Parks Maintenance Program that we're using to replace, rehabilitate, rejuvenate lighting at Crystal Springs Park. The state decided to split this grant into two for the two fiscal years. So State Fiscal Year 24, which we just finished, they gave us $24,000, which was used for the cultural resources survey that's required to be completed. And obviously because it was at that cash amount at that time, we did not have to go to council for approval. We just moved forward. This time though, because of the split, the remaining 76 grand is being offered to us for State Fiscal Year 25. And that's why we're coming to council now. So just a kind of a weird sort of leapfrog way that we, didn't have to go until now, I guess is what I'm saying. So we have this second contract from the state for $76,000. That's going to be used to pay for that lighting replacement. It will very likely, actually we can know that it will not cover the entirety of it. We have funding in our 301 capital fund to cover the remainder of it. But this part of it is a reimbursement grant, so we just want to put this forward to you guys. $76,000. We're hoping for work to be started in the next month or two. We actually have at least penciled in right now for the next CSS item to put that concept forward as well. So yeah, just hoping to get this signed at our next consent agenda, which is September 16th for 76 grand, and then you'll see contracts kind of moving forward, hopefully at the next CSS or maybe the one after. I'm happy to take questions.
All right. Councilmember
Quinn,
do you
want to
go ahead and go first?
Yeah, I just have not a quick question. It's not a surprise. It's good news that we're getting more money. And there was a lot of effort that went into putting this together. And in particular, just as you described, the money that we got last year, we used for the cultural piece, and the money we get this year, we're going to use for the lighting piece. But even prior to all of that, we had to give a justification for, and I know there were limitations with the RCO. So I'm just hoping we can emphasize that this had been planned for and implemented in an efficient way. We were able to pay for the things that we could get done and then now moved it to lighting because I know RCO has some limitations. So I was just love that emphasis that we can't just move money around. This is, and then the other thing that you said was that this was captured in your planning budget going forward. So this is an assumption that some of this would be paid for by part of this grant. So it's not even a question, it's just more of how do we make sure and articulate those key parts and potential, and also the restrictions that RCO has. I'm going forward. And I'm saying that totally as a budget chair for sure. Like, shouldn't be fighting over things that have been pre-planned.
Yeah. No, agreed. We're working as we kind of continue to rev up our grant making efforts and our grant winning efforts to institute those changes with our capital budget with Griffin and Pete over at Public Works as well to really kind of keep that holistic planning of tracking it across years or biennium. It's a weird kind of way for it to break across, but yeah, we're definitely working on a better plan and contract.
Okay, let me try a different way.
Sorry.
No, it's perfect. But what if I say, can we move this money around?
Oh, as in can this go somewhere? Could this money be used for something else? No, if I'm understanding your question, no. This money is for this project. It was proposed for Crystal Springs lighting replacement under a very specific grant program that must be used for deferred maintenance. Okay, my fault. Okay. Now I'm picking it up. No, this is for this project only, for this use only, so on and so forth, kind of
thing. And it's been in the works. And you remind us too, and maybe potentially remind us when it comes forward, because this has been asked for from the community for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while to, so the cultural resources survey by itself was a multi-week process.
Well, I think, like 6-8 years ago, we had looked at opportunities to try to get the lighting.
Pro's plan.
We had gone through, multiple vandalism events that we replaced it against, you know, so yes, it's been close to a decade of trying to get this to work out. And even this grant was hard to get because it's only, rehabilitation. It's no new construction. So it couldn't go to other parks that do have, but I also need for lighting. So yes, you're right on all accounts.
Great. So I hope we can emphasize that just so when it, not only when it comes forward, but that these efforts kind of take some time to realize on the ground, like, and I know, you know, with the issues in the past with lighting and just us being creative on trying to address it.
And it was also a matter of, I think this program, maybe the state put forward like $5 million and the deferred maintenance catalog or backlog across the state that local governments are reporting on is obviously 10 to 100 times more than that. So, you know, it's a very finite amount of resources that obviously we have internally, but even that our external partners in the county or the state have. So, yeah, that's the emphasis we're looking for. There's a story to tell there that we're definitely trying to find a way to answer. Thank you for your patience on that.
Council Member Hedrick, do you have any questions?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. I have no questions. I think this is great, and I think we should move forward.
Thank you. And I don't have any questions either. I'm good with moving this forward. I think we're all good with moving this forward. She did say that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll move this one forward as well. Is there any miscellaneous items? Do we have any? I think so. All right. Our next scheduled meeting is October 14th, 2024. And you can go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you.